Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Do you believe you can live a pain-free, vital life? Do you want to step back into your power and share your gifts with the world? Are you ready to make a commitment to you? It's time to reclaim your inheritance as a self-healer. Welcome to the Nature of Healing.
Hello, healers. I'm Roseanne, and this is the start of my second podcast year. I'll try to continue a weekly podcast presence as I can as life gets busier because I have a message and I want to share it with all of you. Today, to start off a new year, I want to talk about the journey of choice, which is something I've written about in both my books and in talks that I give. I think it's important to know that we always have a choice. And we could apply this to anything from vaccine mandates to choose how to heal. Let's talk about the latter, since as my friend Michael Badnarik says, you don't need to volunteer for vaccine mandates, right? If you believe you always have a choice. So let's contemplate something deeper, the meaning of life, which is a popular topic. It was made into a movie after all. For a laugh this holiday season, you should definitely watch The Meaning of Life. But if you ask anyone, what is the meaning of life, you'll get many answers. As many answers as there are people, in fact. There is no one answer, since everyone is unique and each life has a unique path. I'm going to say that there isn't meant to be one answer, because life is made up of a series of choices based on the question and the circumstances. Take health and healing, which is what this podcast is all about. Everyone will be faced with the healing journey when life slaps you upside the head and you must respond. The circumstance I like to suggest is a diagnosis of a health condition. Your medical doctor hands you a diagnosis. Let's say it's thyroid disease, which is the diagnosis I got in 2009. In fact, it was called profound hypothyroidism, which is an autoimmune disease and a subset of Hashimoto's, where the thyroid completely shuts down and stops making thyroid hormone. Since every cell in the body has receptors for thyroid hormone, I was facing a major health crisis since my heart was next in line to shut down. So with my diagnosis in hand, I had a choice. Do I take a medical drug for the rest of my life and be managed as a disease by a gatekeeper who holds the keys to my choices? Or do I take the road less traveled and go the natural route to rebalance my body and allow my thyroid to make its own hormones again? The fact that I knew I had a choice meant that I would do it my way, the natural way. Long story short, I did reverse my diagnosis, and I did it within 9 months. Now, I'm careful to say diagnosis and not disease, because the disease label is not me or you. I don't want to attach to any label because I know my body shows me when I don't pay attention to it, when I don't pay attention to my choices. And in the case of my diagnosis, it was showing me that under no uncertain circumstances was I listening. So I ultimately chose to listen and attempt to make my body happy, right? I'd reached rock bottom. And I know in talking with my own clients that the only way they're making a choice to do it a different way is because they have reached rock bottom. It's very common. So you're not alone. Each of us will be presented with the crisis. You could also call it a stressor. When it comes down to it, stress is 100% of dis-ease. But stress isn't a thing. Stress is how you respond to a thing or a stressor or a crisis. And each of us respond differently or indifferently, right? How you choose to respond will set you on a path. You can either look at a stressor as an opportunity or as a setback. The opportunity becomes a stepping stone on a path that ultimately leads to health, whereas the setback becomes a roadblock to health and keeps you on a path of dis-ease. Okay? So you have a fork in the road and you can choose which way to go. Your choice. And there is no right or wrong way, just your own choosing. So if you choose the road less traveled, you are one who is unafraid to make your journey your own. You are embarking on a new path, a pioneer. Because let's face it, most of your family, your parents, maybe your friends, your siblings may not agree with your choice at all. And while the journey may appear daunting at first, it's yours to create for yourself. You're the only one who has to live in your body. No one can tell you how to do it since it's your earth suit. You get to determine your next steps. You can choose to form a team of healers around you to guide you. You don't have to be an island unto yourself. You're not out to prove anything. You're out to learn from your experience, which is this life. And life is all about experience, right? As you heal, you shift your perception. You change your view. You meet new people. And you raise your vibration to a place where you are now in a position to, guess what? Help other people who are embarking on the same path you chose to take once upon a time. How cool is that? Another way to look at life is to recognize that there are two types of people in this world. Those who get caught up in the chaos and those who can separate themselves from it. Allowing yourself to spin in the rinse cycle of life means that you choose to believe that life is a force that has control over you. You are a passive observer, not an active participant. You seek answers outside yourself because in school you were taught to listen and obey. You choose experts who have answers for you, but they are not necessarily your answers. Okay, they may help you achieve some of your goals, but then you might find yourself stuck. And you've come to accept that an expert in his field knows what is best for you, even if he doesn't know you personally. After all, he has a degree that you don't. Why would you question authority, right? For instance, one day, let's say your doctor tells you that you need a second colonoscopy procedure. When you ask why, he looks away and tells you the first one was inconclusive and he is unsure what he saw exactly, even though you drank that awful concoction that completely cleaned out your bowels. He goes on to say, in life, nothing is guaranteed, but you do need a second procedure anyway, and this time you will have to remain awake and will experience some discomfort. He's talking about your gut. Your gut is telling you something else. Your gut is telling you in its own language that something is wrong and it isn't your gut. Your gut is your intuition. And its gentle nudging suggests that you have your own internal guidance. Do you trust this man with a stethoscope around his neck to do what he tells you, or do you listen to your body's wisdom? If you're able to step back and see the rinse cycle spinning through the glass window, then you're suddenly in control. You notice that the good doctor failed to mention what might happen if he does find something conclusive, or what the next procedures, such as chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery might mean. He failed to mention the cause of the problem, or how to prevent future problems, or any alternative options. The truth is that when it comes to your body, you are always in control. You always have a choice. When faced with a decision, there's no need to rush to judgment. Trust your gut. Consider your options. Do some research and speak with some alternative healers, a naturopath, a homeopath, a functional medicine doctor, people who have looked outside the medical box. Knowledge is power, but acting on that knowledge is what heals. Knowing your options gives you the power to separate yourself from the chaos and find your own answers. When you stop spinning, you claim responsibility for your own health. To resist change is to deny who you are. Like our cells, we naturally react to stimuli in order to maintain balance, or we die. Making adjustments to this universal flux is how we adapt, how we learn, and how we grow. The Greek philosopher Heraclitus declared in 500 BC that the only thing that is constant is change. You may have heard that quote. So why do some people prefer to put on their cleats and bury their heads in the sand? Well, a few centuries later, some guy named Franz Fanon, a French philosopher and psychiatrist, called this condition of denial cognitive dissonance. In his book, Black Skin, White Skin, he wrote, "Sometimes people hold a core belief that is very strong. When they are presented with evidence that works against that belief, the new evidence cannot be accepted. It would create a feeling that is extremely uncomfortable called cognitive dissonance. And because it is so important to protect that core belief, they will rationalize, ignore, and even deny anything that doesn't fit in with that core belief." End quote. Fanon speaks about fear. Whether we move ourselves forward or resist change comes down to the strengths of our beliefs and fears and their hold over us. Beliefs determine thoughts and feelings, which determine our words and our actions. So what we see manifest around us is based solidly in what we believe to be true or not true. Now look at the word believe, B-E-L-I-E-V-E. The word lie is in the word believe. So I don't often like to use that word anymore. We need to go beyond beliefs to the core of our being, to what we feel in our core, in our gut. It's that intuition I'm talking about. And when we do that, we understand how to take back control. So, as a way to describe this, based on our beliefs explain why 10 people will report 10 different scenarios to describe one car accident. Each sees from his own perspective based on a belief system. We're all coming from different perspectives, right? Our beliefs create our personal reality in ways that impact our greater reality. When beliefs are based in fear, we naturally contract into a protective bubble. We see a one-world view instead of taking a risk to see the possibilities of other worlds. If we believe there is only one way, our way, then we limit ourselves and deny our true potential. When we constantly reinforce our own beliefs, we prevent meaningful interaction with others and the ability to find common ground. What you resist persists. When psychologist Carl Jung said this, he was describing the shadow self. He saw that those who resisted aspects of themselves found that those traits persisted and grew like shadows. They created a negative feedback loop, a cycle of resistance. Such a cycle is energetic in nature. So thoughts of limitation and denial feed on themselves. What you believe you cannot do, you won't do. So how to break out of the cognitive dissonant cycle of limitation? Embrace your fears and your shadows. They're part of you, just like your gallbladder. Embrace all that you are. See them as a gift so that you can move outside your bubble of fear, which prevents your own evolution. Don't fight inevitable change. If we see life from a new perspective, or if we can change our perception, we witness outcomes we never expected. We better reflect the nature of our own selves. We more easily adapt and come into balance, not only with ourselves, but with everyone around us. Remember, we are more than what we see in the mirror. We are both the biophysical that can be measured and the metaphysical that cannot be measured. We are energy and frequency. We are more than that part of the electromagnetic light spectrum that we can see. Understanding that we are multidimensional beings means we suddenly have access to be able to heal on all levels simultaneously, naturally. And this puts us in a powerful position. We are no longer needy for someone else to fix us. We have our own answers. We came here with them. I hope this provides some food for thought as we embark onto the Thanksgiving holiday with all that food that will be spread out in front of us. Remember that you get to choose what you put into your body and what you make of each day. Choose wisely. And until next time, healers, happy Thanksgiving and lots of love.
Visit or consult with Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath, at natureofhealing.org, where you can find her books at her website and at amazon.com.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.